This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says lots of impressive box sets are turning up in stores this fall. Something to think about if you're doing holiday shopping for a jazz fan, or if you're a fan planning on how to spend all your money. Over the next month, Kevin will look at a few of this season's best boxes. He begins with a reissue of a hard-to-find set by composer Carla Bley.
When the 3LP musical extravaganza called Escalator Over the Hill came out on a small label in the mid-70s, no one had heard anything quite like it. For one thing, the cast of performers was weird. The vocalists included jazz singers like Gene Lee and Sheila Jordan, Viva from Andy Warhol's gang, Jack Bruce of the great rock band Cream, and pop star Linda Ronstadt. But this project didn't just look good on paper. Composer Carla Bley knew how to use these folks. For me, Escalator's by far the best context Ronstadt ever worked in. Bley wrote her some nice melodies and poked a little fun at her cowgirl twang. By the way, the hillbilly backup singers there include jazz bassist Charlie Hayden. Bley and her lyricist, the Canadian poet Paul Haynes, called Escalator Over the Hill a chronotransduction, whatever that is. Its story has something to do with a seedy old hotel, the stormy relationship between a couple who live there, and the city of Rawalpindi in Pakistan. You probably won't figure out exactly how these elements go together, but somehow it all fits. The music works much the same way. Bley echoes everything from Viennese waltzes and Kurt Weill's theater scores to Cream and late Beatles to Central Asian music, yet somehow she gets away with it. That's trumpeter Don Cherry with a little help from violinist Leroy Jenkins. Other jazz musicians featured on Escalator include tenor saxophonist Gatto Barbieri and trombonist Roswell Rudd. But the set's pivotal figure is Jack Bruce, who's a powerful singer and a virtuoso electric bassist. Bley teamed him up with guitar hero John McLaughlin for jams that recall the stretched-out improvising Cream got into. Jazz drummer Paul Motion even does a fair impersonation of Cream's Ginger Baker. Bruce, as singer and bassist, is showcased on Rawalpindi Blues.
Fountain lines fighting for the view. Lonely a fish in hats. Parrots so green they make the sky seem blue. Look in my eyes. And let me stay away.
I could play you a dozen excerpts from Escalator Over the Hill and still not do it justice. It's that conceptually varied. In retrospect, Escalator paved the way for recent large-scale recordings by folks like composer Kip Hanrahan and producer Hal Wilner. They mix disparate musicians much the way Carla Bley does, but her original is still the one to beat. Escalator is now out as a 2-CD box distributed by ECM. I hope that means it'll finally get the audience it's always deserved. Even in a season like this one, where a great reissue or two seems to come out every week, its reappearance is a major event.
Kevin Whitehead is a frequent contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Carla Bley's Escalator Over the Hill, reissued on the JCOA label. This is Fresh Air.